This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh by Governor S. Abdul Nazir at 11:27 a.m. at the Kesarapalli IT Park in Krishna District. Along with him, 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Jan Sena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, are taking oaths as ministers in the Council of Ministers. Among the notable names who were administered oath are Jan Sena Party Chief K. Pavan Kalyan, TDP General Secretary Nara Lokesh, and Senior BJP Leader Satyakumar Yadav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other senior leaders, attended the event as the chief guest. The newly elected Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, will take oath in Bhubaneswar this evening. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with the two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Prabhati Parida. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the 24-year rule of Biju Janata Dal, led by Naveen Patnaik. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP legislature party in the presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. After being elected as the chief minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state, for which they voted BJP to power for the first time. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oaths and affirmation of newly elected members, election of speaker, president's address and discussion will be held. The 264th session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month and the upcoming parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "People of the country have decided and now it is our duty to serve the nation." Nirmala Sitharaman today assumed charge as the Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs in New Delhi. After assuming charge, she expressed her sincere gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for giving her the opportunity to work as the Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister again. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari also assumed office today. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari conveyed his heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for reassigning him this role in Modi 3.0. In Jammu and Kashmir, a CRPF jawan was martyred and 6 security personnel were injured in 2 overnight encounters with terrorists in Kathuwa and Doda districts of Jammu Division. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that in mountainous Doda district, 5 troopers of Rashtriya Rifles and a special police officer were injured when terrorists attacked a joint checkpost in the upper reaches of Chattargalla on the Bhadarwa-Pathankot road. Additional security personnel have been rushed to the area to intensify the operation against the terrorists. On the other hand, a Central Reserve Police Force CRPF jawan was critically injured in a firing by a terrorist hold-up in Sayeda Sukhal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathuwa district late last night. The CRPF jawan sustained bullet injuries and was shifted to a hospital where he succumbed to injuries during treatment. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. They are likely to arrive in Itanagar this afternoon and hold meeting with BJP legislators for coming to a consensus for the name of the new chief minister. According to a recent World Bank report, India will remain the world's fastest-growing economy with a steady growth rate of 6.7% over the next 3 fiscal years. This robust growth is fueled by strong domestic demand, a surge in investment, and vigorous activity in the services sector. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over the northern belt of India, including Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 4 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely in some parts of Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 to 4 days. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams are entering the match undefeated in their previous 2 outings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.